Okay, so welcome to the show. How are you today? I kind of have a headache for some reason. I don't know why. It just, I mean, it comes and goes, of course, but it's just like, god damn. It's like there's just sometimes like my headaches can just bug the shit out of me, you know? It's like it can, but I don't know why it's, I don't know why I'm having a headache. It's, you know, it's not a thing I, you know, want to feel and go through, but, I mean, it'll go away, but, you know, it's just, try to, you know, find ways to think better and all that, so, you know, so, for today's pod, you know, I'm gonna be talking about the things I put in my notes, I've been thinking about, I don't know, the last few days or whatever, I don't know. Things I've been thinking about, and one of them is confidence, and I've been thinking about confidence for some reason, I just have, and it's like, I think about confidence, it's like, you know, it's like, confidence is everything, like, confidence makes you a better person, confidence makes you everything, confidence is everything, it helps you accomplish something, it helps you do something, it helps you to be part of something. Confidence is everything, you know? It's like, you gotta find ways to have confidence, you know? You gotta find ways and learn, and, you know, you gotta find ways to, it's like, you know, okay, what I wanna do? Just wanna do this or whatever, or, you know, or whatever it is, you know, to try to find ways to get confident and you know, and make better decisions, you know? So to be a confident person and, it's just, you know, like, confidence is everything. Like, you just find ways to confidence. You find ways to, it's like, you find ways to get confidence about whatever. Like, whatever you can do, you can be confident. You know? So, like, you just gotta find ways to get confidence. You gotta find ways to, how to get confident, you know? It's like, confidence is everything. Confidence helps you to be a better person. It just helps you with everything. It helps you with life. Your decisions, things, you know, it helps you have a better environment, you know, it's just like, confidence is confidence, you know, it's like, people need confidence in their life, they need confidence, you know, and, you know, have a coach build them up, and get them back on the top again, you know, it's like, you just gotta find ways, and get better, and better, you know, and find ways to, you know, to get back on the top, and get confidence and get back where you were, you know? It's like, we all need, like, a life coach in our life, you know? If you know that or not, you know? It's like, we need, like, life coaches in our life, you know? Somebody who can just teach us how, you know, to be a, you know, to be a leader again, to have confidence, to be something, you know? And accomplish something, what you did in your life, you know? To look back in your life like, God, I can't really do that. It just feels like it just took a long time, but here I am. And I'm looking, I'm like, I'm really proud of myself, you know? It's like, I really am. And it's like, I really am. So it's just like, confidence is everything, you know? It's like, it is, you know? It's like, we need coaches in our life to build us up. To build us up back at the top, you know? And people need confidence again, you know? Confidence is everything, you know? It is. Something you've built with your hands or something you should be proud of. You know? It's like, you just look back and like, I'm proud of what I did. I didn't think about it then, but now I'm thinking about it, you know? It's like, I'm proud of myself, you know? It's like, I'm proud, you know? You just find ways to work on yourself and others to, you know, to rebuild, you know? You gotta rebuild yourself. You gotta find ways to, you know, to get back on the top, to work, you know, to find ways to get better, you know, it may sound hard at first, but, you know, then you'll feel confident and, you know, you'll feel like a better person, you know, just, It's like confidence is everything. Like, think about it. Confidence is everything in life. Just, you know, it's like enough with negativity. Like, enough of that, you know. It's like there's too much negativity going on in the world. Really, there's a lot of it going on. And we need to, like, focus on confidence. We need to focus on things we can control and not control, you know. People want to, like, always say, oh, we gotta do this and do that. No. So you gotta focus what you can control, what's around you. You can control it. And that's that. You're not gonna control what you see on YouTube, whatever. You just can't, you know? You just can't. You have to control what's around you, in your area, in your own world, you know? You have to, you know? It's like, you cannot gonna control what's out there. You just can't. It's impossible, you know? You just can't. You know, it's like, forget the negative, just forget about it. And now, just focus on things that we can accomplish, how we can do it, find ways to do whatever, and go from there. So, you just gotta find ways to get confidence and grow. So, excuse me, and so, you just gotta find ways to get better and find ways to just get better of each day, you know? There's some days are better than others, but you gotta find ways to get better, you know? It's like, alright, restart. Alright. It's not the story I wanna go through, but just let's restart and let's do better, you know? Something, you know? It's just, you always gotta find ways to restart and go forward, you know, and do it better next time like you did last time, you know. So you get wiser, you make better decisions, all of it, you know, the whole nine yards. So, you know, so this, you know, it's like, confidence is everything, like I said. So always remember that confidence is everything. It's like, when you get confidence, you feel good about yourself, you know? It just takes time, you know? You know? It's like, when I was young, like, I had no confidence in myself. Like, I had no confidence then, you know? Like, it's just like, people you hang out with, they don't give you confidence. They don't build you up. They bring you down. It's like, you don't need those people. Like, you need people around you to just build you up. To make you something else in the future, you know? To help yourself and all that, you know, just something, you know. You want to be the next whoever, you want to be the next something, you know, it's like, for example, like, Logan Paul, that guy fought Floyd Mayweather, like, the only undefeated boxer, you know, and that guy never lost a fight in his life, Floyd Mayweather. When Logan Paul stepped in the ring, he did an incredible job. He probably could have won that fight, but, you know, but those end up being a tie by the judges. So, I mean, that guy's incredible. Like, think about it, you know, like, the guy, it just took a long time for him to get back to the top. Him and Jake, it just took him a long time, you know. Like, the Paul's brother, it just took him a long time to get where they're at today, you know. People look back and say, oh, they're this. Now they're like, they're something else. Like, they're incredible people. They're incredible, you know. They find ways, you know. Like, the Paul brothers are incredible, you know. It's like, think about it. They're incredible, you know. They're incredible people, you know. Jake Paul won 5 fights, and Logan's, you know, just, you know, did his wrestling thing and has his prime drink and all that, his NFTs and all that, so. You know, they're moving forward. Like, they're incredible people. They just find ways, you know, to get back on top, you know? They're just, like, incredible people. They are, you know? It's like, think about it. It took them a long ways where they're at, you know? So, but except Logan and, you know, wants Floyd to pay him and, you know, all that stuff. Well, that's another time to discuss, but, you know. But, you know, I mean, you know, this is just incredible, you know? I mean, it's like, I think about those, dudes, like, Jake Paul's gonna be the next, Muhammad Ali, and Logan Paul's gonna be the next, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I was thinking about, like, you know, those guys are gonna be something. They're gonna be the next whoever, you know? They're gonna be the next Muhammad Ali, you know, the next Dwayne Johnson, you know? It's like, thinking about it, think about it, they're gonna be the next something, you know? They're gonna be something, you know? It's just gonna be something, you know, about people and all that, so it's incredible how life can just take us, you know, in a lot of good ways, you know? It's like, forget the negative, just look at things in life as happening, and the good things, you know, and the good ways and all that. So, and the good things as happens life, you know, and you know, it's just like people like, you know, Belichick, and you know, like he won 6 Super Bowls with Brady, you know, and that incredible time together, like him and Brady. Incredible time and learning and winning the greatest games, and it just they had a great football team, and Brady's now with Tampa Bay, and who knows how long he's going to be playing football, and maybe until, I don't know, 3 or 4 years until he gets to Fox, so you know, so I don't know, but anyways, they had like incredible time, you know, when Brady was in England at the time. That last 20 years, it's like, that was, like, one of the greatest times to be a New England fan then, you know? I mean, I'm not a Patriots fan, you know? But, like, you look at the Patriots then, it's like, wow, like, Belichick and Brady, like, they just had incredible moments together, you know? Incredible moments. One of the greatest teams out there, you know? And then, you know, there is 1 year they could have been on a, like, undefeated, and they could have won Super Bowl, but they lost to the Giants in 08, you know, against Eli Manning, so, I mean, they had a barely perfect season, you know, think about it, you know, the Patriots could have, you know, won it all, because they could have won the Super Bowl back in 08, but they didn't, but, you know, they were like 17-0 then, you know, the Giants won that game, and that was that, you know, in Arizona, so, you know, just like, you just think about the greats, you know, you just think about the greats, the greatest teams, the greatest whatever, you know, something, you know, like, the greatest something, you know, something about things and times and the goodness of everything, you like, you just look back at, you know, but, excuse me, So, you know, I don't know, just, you know, you gotta find ways to get confident and, just find ways, you know, so, you know, just something, you know, just, I don't know, just, it's like, I was just thinking about it, just confidence and this and that and incredibleness and all that, you know, it's like, just, you know, it's like, you just think about it, it's like, wow, it's just like, times can just go great, you know? And they have, you know, about the good things in life, you know, just something else, you know, and so you gotta just, like, focus on the things just you can control and the good things, and, you know, like, life's not so bad as you think about it, you know, it's like enough negativity in the world, like, think about it, it's enough negativity, seriously, it's enough, you know, it's like, it's just, there's so much negativity in the world, it's like enough, you know, and the news wants us to think negative. No, I'm not gonna think negative, no, not happening, so, you know, and find ways to get better, you know, and have a life coach in your life, you know, and to do better in life and have a business, you know, or something, you know. whatever your dream job's going to be or whatever it is. I don't know. So, you know. So, you know, just something to things to think about in life, you know. Like, think about it. Think about the good things in life, you know. It's like, think about the good things in your life, you know. Like, you haven't really thought about, you know. Maybe you've been busy or something, you know. It's like, just think about it. It's like, just sit down and take a minute to think about the good things. You know, it's like, huh, yeah, you know. I remember those days and whatever, you know. It's like, you may be busy at work or something. I don't know. Or something, you know. A lot of things going on, and or something, or at the office, or whatever it is, you know. You know, just something, you know. So, you know, something. So, you know, I mean, greatness is something, you know. That I can tell you on there, you know. Just, you know, you gotta find ways to get better. You gotta find ways to get better and find ways to get back on top of each day, you know? So, you know, and I have, you know, so you gotta have, like, life coaches in your life, you know? It's like, if you like it or not, you gotta have life coaches in your life to, like, to build you up, you know? It's like, just to build you up, to help you get better, to help you to be a better person, you know? You know? So, it's like, you need, like, good coaches in your life to help you get confidence, you know? To get something, you know? To get something done in life. And you look back and, like, yeah, I did that. Really, I did that, you know? So, you know, just have future goals and then, you know, and then... then accomplish and go from there. So, you know, and move on, basically. So, you know, it's like, for me, I'm just trying to just, you know, take one day at a time and think what I want to do in life, you know. Just things I've been thinking about lately. It's like, really, what do I want to do with my life? Like, seriously, like, what do I want to do with my life, you know? I mean, there's a lot of things you can do out there, you know, like these days, you know. There's like, I mean, there's, like, a lot of things you can do these days, you know, times, you know, like, everybody has their own empire, it seems like, everybody's doing their own thing, or whatever it is, you know, it's like, everybody has their own this, their own that, or something, it's like, you know, it's like, I could be that, or something, you know, there's just some things I never thought I was ever gonna, you know, consider, but, like, huh, you know, I'm thinking things, and I'm trying to think about, so, okay, I want to do this. I gotta pick something if I want to do something with my life, you know. So, it's like, I've just been thinking. You know? It's just, you know, I mean, I gotta move forward with my life somehow. So, I don't know how. I mean, whatever the direction I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go. But, you know, I don't know. So, it's really hard to say, you know. To consider things and, you know, just, you know. Just, you know, to, you know, something to consider, you know. It's like, I'm young, I'm 19 years old, and, you know, I got a lot, you know, a lot of, life ahead of me, so, you know. So, you know, I just don't know yet, you know. Like, 18, I didn't really think about it as much. I mean, I did, but, I don't know, I kind of just thought about things, what's going on the day, but, you know, but now I'm, like, just thinking about, like, like, I'm just thinking about it. It's like, before you know it, I'll be, like, 25 or 30 or something. Think about it. So, you gotta make, like, a decision, you know, to do something, you know? It's like, I tell myself, you can't just sit around and just do nothing. You gotta do something, you know? It's like, seriously, you know? It's like, that's what I tell myself. Like, you gotta do something, you know? Like, it's like, come on, man. You gotta do something, you know? You know? And I'm doing stuff, but I got, you know, ways to go still. So, you know, you got to tell yourself, like, just keep on moving, keep on going, basically, you know. And, you know, just, you got to keep on going. So, you just got to keep going, and that's that, you know. So, you know, if you have a goal you want to have, write it down. write it down on your notes, whatever, and go from there. You know, write it if you wake up and all that. Oh, and I read it. Write it down and go back to bed or something, you know? So, like, or whatever it is, you know? Whatever kind of thought you have during the day, like, oh, I want to do this, or maybe I want to do that. There's options. Okay, write it down. Think of, like, really, think, like, write it down, you know, before you, like, before you forget about it, you know? So, you know, or something, so, you know, just stop, basically, what else am I thinking about, well, you know, just, you know, what else I want to think about, I want to talk about, I think that's like everything so far I can say for today's podcast. So, you know, just, I don't know, I mean, I pretty much upload these podcasts like every Tuesday now, so, I tell myself, what about every Tuesday? I'm like, yeah, that sounds great, sounds perfect, you know, like, alright, and I'm doing it, so, trying to make something, like, I don't know, something I can just do it on like once a week, you know, something like that, whatever. So, you know, you hear this on, you'll be hearing this on every Tuesday, and, you know, so, you know, and then, what else was I gonna say, but Obi-Wan Kenobi show is pretty good, it's great, it's something else, great or whatever, you know, it's like very enjoyable to watch, you know, and, I can't wait for the next one that comes out, you know. It's kind of based off after, like, episode 3, basically, if you haven't seen the whole Star Wars, you know, franchise movies or whatever I'm call it, basically. So, it's basically after episode 3, basically, when the, you know, dark side takes over the whole galaxy and everything else, so, and Obi-Wan's, like, the only one left, or Yoda, but, like, that's later, basically, you know? So, that's, it's like, very entertaining, and it's, if you haven't seen it, Obi-Wan or whatever the series, go watch it. If you're bored, whatever, it's on Disney Plus, and it's something else, you know? I mean, I watch pretty much when it comes out, like, every Wednesday, so, you know, I mean, until Better Call Saul comes back, I'll be watching, so, you know, just, you know, I mean, there's only, like, 6 episodes left on Better Call Saul, so I'll be waiting until, I think, July 11th, they said, so I'll be waiting, and I'm waiting as I speak, so, you know, I mean, you know, only 6 episodes left, think about it, only 6 episodes left with season 6, so, you know, I'll be ready when it comes out, so, to watch it, so, you know, I mean, you know, see what happens when it starts back up again, so, you know, so, you know, so, you know, just basically like that, basically, so, what else, what else want to get into it? I think that's everything so far, and that's all I can think of, the things that maybe I haven't really have been talking about yet, or haven't ever, whatever, on this pod, so, I don't know, so, whatever it is, so, alright, so, I think that'll do it, and hope you enjoyed today's pod, and, please share this podcast, and this episode, whatever, and, somebody was texting me, I was kind of texting them back, because it was kind of a little something, but, so, alright, talk to you then. Talk to you next Tuesday. All right, have a great weekend and all that. Great week. All right, take care.